Well, many of us have either had or know someone who is dealing with a struggling adult child. In those circumstances, it's so natural for the parent, especially a Christian parent, to say, well, what did I do wrong? Today, we're going to discuss healthy and unhealthy reactions that parents have to that kind of a scenario. I'm John Fuller with Dr. Danny Huerta. He heads up our parenting department. And let's go ahead and wrap up a conversation. During these past few episodes, we've been hearing from Allison Botke. And she's been describing the struggles that she had with her son, Chris, who had a severe drug addiction. Here she is now talking with Jim Daly.
Allison, that old cliche of letting go and let God do his thing with your adult child. Yeah. Sounds so easy. It sounds so good, but it's not.
No, it's not. It's not easy. It's not easy. So, you know, my son now is a believer and strong believer and has been free of heroin for 20 some years now, but has a real challenge with pain meds. You know, after being in so many accidents, so many motorcycle accidents, he's now reaping the consequences of a very rough lifestyle. And for me, I'm not bailing him out. He's in prison. He's serving time. So it's that surrender is trusting that God's going to bring him around has been a very positive thing for Chris. You know, he's exactly where I think God wants him to be. He's learned the Bible back and forth. He's in a prison fellowship study. So he's looking at life in a very different way now, but it's taken a long time. It's and to respect, that he knows now, he won't ask for money to bail him out because he knows that's not going to happen. So so we've now developed a different connection.
Yeah, that dependency is over.
For parents to develop a true connection with their with their adult kids is important. Not the symbiotic one where you're bailing them out all the time, but a true connection.
You describe the need to apologize as you develop that action plan with your adult child. The parent should apologize to the child. What does that apology sound like?
It's I'm sorry that I didn't trust you enough to live your life. I'm sorry I didn't give you the independence that you needed to grow on your own. I'm sorry that I kept bailing you out. I'm sorry that I didn't believe in you enough. And I'm sorry that I didn't take care of myself. And that makes me sad now because so many parents are going through this and they aren't taking care of themselves. God has a plan for us as well as our kids. So if we don't know what that plan is and we aren't trusting in him and we aren't depending on him and really walking that faith walk, things are just, they're going to continue on that gerbil wheel. They're never going to get fixed. So that's what the apology, it's really saying, I'm sorry, and I'm moving on now. I'm sorry you're going to go through some pain now, but this is how it is.
Allison, you have hit the nail on the head, and I think your book has really helped us to think through those things that we need to know. Parents with adult children, where have we blown it? What do we need to do? How do we help them? By helping ourselves see things a little differently. I love the way you've laid this out. I mean, I'm even thinking for Gene and I, things that we did well and things that we may have done not so well and the consequences to our boys. And, one of the great things to do is simply to talk with our adult children. Hopefully you have a kind of relationship where that I guess that awareness that hopefully this program has brought you will allow you to have that discussion and certainly get a copy of the book so you can become more familiar with what Allison is talking about.
Danny, Allison really has thought through the dynamics and those examples she gave. They were amazing. Apologizing to your child when you've tried to bail them out or help them out. On the flip side, there are some unhealthy ways to apologize. What have you seen in your practice or observed in the world around you?
Well, John, you're right. Allison provided some great, great tools for parents, some things to be thinking about when they're wanting to have a healthy repair with a child that's been making poor decisions. I would say that the ones are ones where parents own way too much. I'm sorry that I messed you up, or I'm sorry I've caused you to be an addict, or I'm sorry that you're such a failure, where you're starting to bring that. And I've heard that before, where there's anger behind their statement, and that's not really an apology. That's just pointing out something in a very painful way. So there are unhealthy ways that we try to apologize or half apologize in there. And really the fact is that you're wanting to have your adult child understand what you really did do, what you own in that. And that is that maybe you didn't get help soon enough, or maybe it's you helped them way too much. And that wasn't really loving and helpful. That was more about your own emotions and feeling bad about them being in a bad place. So yeah, this is a real tough season that Allison shared about in her life. And it's a tough season for parents when they enter those adult child places where they're making destructive decisions. Just know that as you go into this place of understanding that your child is in a place of learning about their faults and what has happened, they're in pain, and sometimes they will come at you, and you need to be prepared for that, where they may respond in a way that you weren't expecting. So just be ready for that as well, that you have a community around you so that you're not reactive in this type of conversation.
Yeah. Let go of the expectations that you might have and surround yourself, as Danny was alluding there, to healthy people that will sustain you during these difficult days. And we mentioned it last time, but we have a team of caring Christian counselors here. And frankly, this is one of the top two or three topics month in, month out, throughout the past several years. Dealing with adult kids and struggles with our adult kids is one of the top topics for our counseling team. So if you have not yet reached out to somebody, a trusted pastor or church friend, if you don't have somebody in your corner, don't go it alone. Give us a call. Our donor team has made it possible for these caring Christian counselors to give you a call back. They'll talk with you. They'll pray with you, direct you to somebody in your area, and probably suggest some resources as well. That's a free call. It's 800, the letter A, and the word family. And for really going deeper on this topic, we really think the world of Allison Bakke's book, Setting Boundaries with Your Adult Children. It's so practical and biblical. And we'll send that to you when you make a gift of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. Donate today and request that book. The links are in the show notes. And our parenting page has so many different resources for every age and stage and for pretty much any scenario that you're going to deal with as a parent. If you haven't recently, stop by the parenting page that we have. We've got the link in the program notes. Next time, we'll hear from Lisa Jo Baker and Gene Daly, talking about expectations, about balancing marriage and parenting. It'll be a practical conversation, and that's next time. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.